Unable to make an exact duplicate of Iron Man without additional measurements, MODOK arranges for industrial sabotage at one of Tony Stark's factories to draw Iron Man to the scene. Then, with the duplicate Iron Man complete, except for a missing shoulder component which MODOK patches into place, the Mandarin uses him to steal the only known supply of antidote for dreaded dark water fever and make the world think the real Iron Man was the culprit. At the same time, the Mandarin's forces take over a Peruvian farm village where they convert the local corn crop to supply them with a new strain of the long-eradicated fever fungus, a deadly toxin with which the duplicate Iron Man threatens to infect the world unless an enormous ransom is paid before midnight. Meanwhile, Tony Stark is missing, and there are those who wonder if he's behind the Iron Man blackmail scheme to raise the money he needs to save his troubled company. To prove he means business, the duplicate Iron Man demonstrates the power of the fever fungus and reiterates his threat. And now, on to the second part of Iron Man to the Second Power.